This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batsworth. Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Anatole and I started our conversation many decades ago while he was covering the early stages of the Afghan war, the Afghan conflict, the turmoil, the introduction of the American media to Afghanistan, where the long history of states have come and left without any change in the Afghanistan environment or people. The reporting now from Afghanistan after the unilateral withdrawal of the United States and NATO forces in the summer of 2021 is famine and drought and worse ahead. In addition, most recently, attacks by something called ISIS-K, that's ISIS in the Khorasan province, murdering Afghanistan citizens, Hazara, as I recall from the news reports, and then an exchange of gunfire or bombs across the border with Pakistan. So the Taliban in governance in Kabul is in no strong position. In fact, looks as disorganized as it did the day the U.S. left Kabul so tragically. However, Anatole, you report that Russia's foreign ministry accredited Jamal Nasir Garhwal, a Taliban official, to serve as charge d'affaires in the Afghan embassy in Moscow. This is, to my knowledge, diplomatic language for something moving. What is Russia's posture towards the Islamic Emirate in Afghanistan now, given the history, the tragic history of Russia in Afghanistan?
Well, Russia, like other places like Pakistan, and I think China too, is becoming increasingly alarmed by the rise of ISIS, or the local version of ISIS in Afghanistan, because the Taliban has long since renounced the idea of international jihad and international terrorism, but ISIS is still completely committed to it. ISIS, especially in the Middle East, of course, but also in Afghanistan to a degree, also incorporates a considerable number of volunteers from Russia and Muslim republics of the former Soviet Union. Just as, you know, we know that ISIS in Syria and Iraq incorporated many, many volunteers from Western Europe, from Muslim minorities there. So Russia is becoming really worried that Afghanistan could again become a base for international Islamist extremism directed at Russia and its allies. And so they are trying to bolster the Taliban government to fight against ISIS. But of course, the Taliban is in an increasingly weak position, above all because of the complete cutoff of Western and US aid to Afghanistan. And Russia, of course, is in absolutely no position itself now to replace this. I mean, what I don't know is how far the Russians and the Pakistanis are urging the Chinese to help the Taliban. But I think it's very likely that they're doing so.
The question is asked in your article at the Quincy Institute, does Russia's acknowledgement of a charge d'affaires, does that give legitimacy to the Taliban government, and can that be leveraged for other countries to join in the conversation? The Taliban needs at least, maybe not friends, but it needs voices to appear in Kabul.
Yes, I think that Russia is trying to do this. But as I say, the decisive factor there will be China, because only China has the ability to give significant economic aid to Afghanistan. By the way, I mean, one thing to note about Afghanistan and other places is that an additional blow to the Taliban and, of course, the Afghan people is the steep rise in international food prices. Yeah. You know, Afghanistan has to import large quantities of food. That has become much more expensive. And, of course, Russia, because of the disruption involved in the war, does not have the food to give. So I think Russia is trying to, to put together regional support for the Taliban to fight against ISIS. Pakistan's also very interested in this because ISIS is very heavily staffed also by Pakistani Islamist extremists, and Pakistan fears that ISIS in Afghanistan will restart the Islamist insurgency in Pakistan itself. But the problem is, as I say, that, you know, Pakistan is in a state of deep political crisis at the moment. Russia's involved in a war. They don't have any real ability to help the Taliban. So that's why China has to play a role.
Anatole Levin, welcome back to Chaos. Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.